From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Stephen Skeep. Today, rebel forces in Liberia battled the government for control of two key bridges. In the capital city of Monrovia, the rebels are attacking forces loyal to Charles Taylor, a president who controls little more than the capital city now. NPR's Jason Vobian is in Monrovia and joins us now. Jason, what's been happening today?
There's been fighting all across the city. The fighting has really been concentrated at the two bridges that you mentioned, but there's been gunfire in the streets in almost all quarters of Monrovia. There have been mortar shells, which have been landing fairly indiscriminately around the city, and it's been a fairly serious battle for the city. At times, it seemed like the rebels were attempting to skirt around to the east. It's unclear whether they were successful in doing that. They originally approached the city from the west, and that's where they've made their major incursion.
Is it still fair to say that the government controls the city of Monrovia, or only a part of it?
It's completely unclear who's in control here at all at this point in time. Certainly the rebels are on the outside, but there's fighting that's occurring in the streets in areas that are not supposed to be controlled by the rebels. So it's really unclear who's in control from one street to the next.
And how deadly has this fighting been? How many casualties? Any idea?
It's really difficult to tell the number of casualties. Talking to aid agencies, they're saying that they really don't know the number of dead. The number of wounded, they've got something of a sense of, because some of the wounded are showing up at the two remaining hospitals that are operating here in Monrovia. One is run by Doctors Without Borders. They said they got about 30 patients today. The International Red Cross is running the other hospital. They're the larger hospital. They say they got over 100 casualties in, all of them wounded. Some of them didn't make it, but they said that they expect that as soon as the security situation in the streets improves even slightly, many more of the wounded will come out and attempt to get to some of these clinics.
And Jason, I think it might be worth trying to clarify exactly who the rebels are who are trying to remove Charles Taylor. Is this a single group, or is this a bunch of militias that are fighting independently of each other?
Well, the main rebel group that has launched the attack on Monrovia is Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy, or otherwise known as LURD. They were originally the ones that started the fighting against Taylor back in 1999. Taylor came into power in 97 after a long, protracted civil war. 2 years later, LURD launched an attack against him. The rebel group in the eastern part of the country, they go by the acronym MODEL, which stands for the Movement for Democracy in Liberia. And it's really been sort of this combination of these two main rebel groups which has managed to put the pressure on Taylor to the extent that they've got him completely boxed in now in Monrovia.
And Jason, what is President Charles Taylor saying as these rebel groups appear to move in?
Well, Charles Taylor has said in the past that he's willing to step down and go into exile in Nigeria. But now that the rebels are actually fighting for the city, he's saying that he's ready to fight to the death. He's calling on his troops to come out into the streets and support him to protect Monrovia. He says that he's still willing to go eventually, but he's saying that at this point in time, he wants his forces to get out, fight street to street, house to house, and save his government.
And, of course, the international community has been talking about sending in peacekeepers. They haven't come yet. I suppose now they would have to move into an extremely violent situation.
Yes, this has created a difficult situation for the international community. Nigeria is looking at sending peacekeeping troops. Some of the neighbors from the Economic Community of West African States have been looking at it. But at this point, it means that they would have to come into an open battle. And international peacekeepers don't like to do that. So some people here are saying that they feel like there's an opportunity that has been missed to get in before this fighting got really deadly.
NPR's Jason Vobian is in Monrovia, Liberia. Jason, thanks very much and stay safe.
You're welcome, Steve.